Spoiler alert, if you are a Jeopardy fan and you're planning on watching tonight's episode, you might want to turn your radio down for the next 2 minutes.
James Holzhauer, a professional gambler from Las Vegas, has become a Jeopardy phenomenon over the past few weeks. He won 32 games in a row and rewrote the show's history books with huge victories like this one in April.
You have just set a one-day record again, 131,000.
Holzhauer racked up those numbers by using an aggressive and unusual strategy, as sports commentator Mike Pesca explained on NPR.
He stalks the board like a predator in an attempt to build up his bankroll with the hardest questions first. Then he makes huge bets when the Jeopardy board reveals a daily double.
Fans were waiting to see if Holzhauer would break the all-time record set by Ken Jennings in 2004. Jennings made over $2.5 million during a 74-game winning streak.
But here's what's on tonight's episode. A librarian named Emma Betcher was ahead as Final Jeopardy came up.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with a correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion.
Not only did she also get it right, she cashed in with a big wager in true James Holzhauer style.
Oh, gosh, 20,000. What a payday.
Holzhauer's run may be over, but he didn't seem too upset. He even walked over to give Betcher a high five.
He leaves Jeopardy without the record, but is leaving with $2.4 million.